From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Fullness of Christ, part of his series of studies explaining the basic teachings of each of the books in the New Testament. The focus in this message is Paul's epistle to the Colossians. The church at Colossae was in danger of being infected by a strange philosophy that claimed superior knowledge, which consisted of legalism, mysticism, and asceticism. Paul wrote this epistle to combat the danger by calling the attention of the Colossian believers to the fullness which is in Christ. His central theme is the person of Jesus Christ and the relationship which he sustains to his people. Contrary to the vain deceits which the false teachers were trying to impose on the church, Paul argued that Christ is the all-sufficient Savior, to whom nothing needs or can be added. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, We May Speak for God. The text is Jeremiah 15 and verse 19. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, If thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Poor Jeremiah. Yet why do we say so? The weeping prophet was one of the choicest servants of God, and honored by him above many. He was hated for speaking the truth. The word which was so sweet to him was bitter to his hearers, yet he was accepted of his Lord. He was commanded to abide in his faithfulness, and then the Lord would continue to speak through him. He was to deal boldly and truthfully with men, and perform the Lord's winnowing work upon the professors of his day. And then the Lord gave him this word, Thou shalt be as my mouth. What an honor! Should not every preacher, yea, every believer, covet it? For God to speak by us, what a marvel! We shall speak sure, pure truth, and we shall speak it with power. Our word shall not return void. It shall be a blessing to those who receive it, and those who refuse it shall do so at their peril. Our lips shall feed many. We shall arouse the sleeping and call the dead to life. O dear Christian, pray that it may be so with all the sent servants of our Lord. As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Epaphras came to the city of Rome, where Paul was in prison, to raise with him certain questions, because the converted pagans who made up this church in Colossae were evidently being threatened. It's not quite clear whether at this point the threat had actually entered the church, or whether it was still from the outside. It was, however, sufficiently near and sufficiently strong for Epaphras to seek from Paul, and through Paul, really, from the Lord, an infallible answer as to how this threat should be repulsed. So Paul wrote this epistle to the church there. Now, in writing it, his central theme was the person of Jesus Christ and the relationship which he sustains to his people. It's as if Paul were saying to the Colossian Christians, look, follow me in this one thing. Grasp who Christ is. Understand your relationship with this Christ. Just grasp that. And you will never need a deeper or a higher knowledge. And you will never need a deeper or a higher holiness. I think you know that for that reason, Colossians presents a very timely message for today. You see, once again, philosophy has entered the church and indeed has largely replaced theology. We read today in chapter 2, verse 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit." That's an ever-present warning. Literally, Paul is saying there, beware lest any man make a spoil of you or make you his prey through his philosophy, namely his vain deceit. You think of this in the context of the modern church. We have today in many branches of Christendom, I'm sad to say, especially in many branches of the Reformed Church, we have an intellectualism that obscures, that seems to outstrip, and certainly appears to be ashamed of the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I tell you that an intellectualism that is ashamed of the gospel of Christ is not light. It is darkness. It will make a spoil of you. It is a vain deceit, and it will rob you and defraud you. Again, we have profitless speculation filling many churches. And you'll notice this especially into things that are evil. You go to a Christian bookshop nowadays, and you'll find that still one of the most popular subjects is demonism, the occult. Every dark side to the affairs of men and of devils. And there is more speculative research into this matter. This is totally unbiblical. The apostle says in Romans 16 verse 19 that he wants God's people to be wise. He wants them to be instructed. He wants them to do all the research they can into things that are good. But he says, I want you to be, listen to the word, I want you to be simple. Simple. Concerning things that are evil. Concerning this dark, filthy world, I want you to be simple. You're not to be an expert on the occult. You're to be an expert on Christ. You're not to be an expert on the filthiness and the wickedness and the ungodliness and the darkness of this world. You don't need any fool to come along and give you a seminar on demonism to be able to recognize the devil. The apostle says to people who are walking with God, he says, you are not ignorant of his devices. When a man is walking in the light, he doesn't need some seminar to teach him what darkness is. He recognizes the darkness, because when it comes into contrast with the person of Christ, it's seen for what it really is. But we have profitless speculation into all these things, and that speculation brings darkness, not light. It brings bondage, not liberty. Then again, in the church today, we have human theories that are supposed to bring fulfillment. They're supposed to take Christians beyond the point where simple faith can take them. That's why we have so many seminars in the church. That's why we have all these little mental triggers, all these little gimmicks. God's people are dying because of lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says. Not because of lack of little psychological gimmicks. I wonder what on earth did the early church ever do without the modern seminar movement? How did they ever conquer the world without these little tricks that they have been taught nowadays? Let's learn this, my friend. These things do not fulfill, they frustrate. These things take the place of the gospel. Beware, says Paul in verse 8. Beware of such things. These things are not just a danger anymore. The tragedy is they're epidemic. They're accepted as normal. Nowadays, Paul's way sounds like a dangerous and oversimplified innovation. When anybody starts preaching Paul's way to deal with problems, whether they're personal, family problems, church problems, whatever, when anybody starts preaching the old, quote, simple way of the gospel, it's like an innovation. It's dangerous. What's this man talking about? That's where we have got in the church today. Now, the answer in Paul's day as in ours, the answer to every heresy, the answer to everything that would spoil God's people and defraud them, is a thoroughly sound Christology, a thoroughly sound doctrine of Christ. That's where Paul starts. Watch how the apostle deals with this. He does not match speculation with speculation. He does not follow these theorists up every blind alley where their own argument is taking them. No, rather, he establishes the truth regarding Christ. Right at the very beginning of the epistle, chapter 1, verse 5, he speaks of the word of the truth of the gospel. And again at the end of verse 6, he says, ye knew the grace of God in truth. So he starts with the truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he goes further. We read today in verse 6 of chapter 2, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Again, there's a thought there that will come out if you look at the order of words as Paul gave them. He says, as ye have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. As Bishop Ellicott said on this text, he said, Christ is the sum and the substance of all teaching. As ye have received the Christ, who is Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. The Lord Jesus, no matter what these Judaizers or Jews say, the Lord Jesus is the true Messiah. You have received him as your Lord and your Christ and your Savior. Therefore, walk in the light of that great truth. I want you to see this. He says, you have received something about Christ. That's intellectual. It gets into your mind. Of course, it's much more than intellectual, for it gets into your heart. That's theological. But see what he says now. You've received Christ intellectually. You've received Christ theologically. Now walk in him. Walk in the light of the truth that you profess by faith in Jesus Christ. One other great commentator, Hanley Mole, said he was warning them against the danger of an unapplied orthodoxy. I think that's a lovely phrase. An unapplied orthodoxy. That's what he's warning them against. You see, what Paul is saying is it's not enough to have your head chock full of theology. It's not enough to be able to recite proof texts. It's not enough to know off by heart the answer to certain theological questions. It's not enough to have filled your mind and your heart with the theory. This has got to get down into your soul so that you walk in the light of what you believe concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Colossians is all about. This entire little book is about Christology, taught and applied. Now, Paul's great central theme can be very easily summed up. What he's saying is this: the fullness of God dwells in Christ, and through Christ flows to all his people. Therefore, Christians should govern all their belief and all their behavior in the light of this central truth. Now, follow that carefully, for this is Paul's great theme here. The fullness of God fills Christ. The fullness of Christ fills his people. Therefore, the fullness of his people entirely fits them for life both now and forever. They live in the light of the fullness of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.